This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Thousands of people are expected at Milwaukee's lakefront Saturday for the commissioning of the USS Milwaukee. The Navy says the ship, built in Marinette, will soon head across the globe. That deployment comes at a time of increased terrorism and other potential threats. Some analysts continue to question whether the ship's design and performance are up to the task of modern combat. Chuck Kornbach reports.
The USS Milwaukee is what's known as a littoral combat ship, or LCS. It's a type the Navy only began using a few years ago. Navigator Alexander Gallagher stands on the bridge and explains how the LCS is different.
Basically, what it can do is walk sideways without the use of tugs. And it can corner much faster, and it can get into shallower areas than other ships can. There's no screws or rudders on the bottom of the ship to be damaged.
Instead, water jets drive this $400 million vessel with the power coming from natural gas and diesel engines. Also special about the LCS, the Navy says the USS Milwaukee can switch into different types of combat mode more quickly. Inside the ship, near the back or stern, Commander Kendall Bridgewater explains how different combat equipment, such as anti-mine or submarine gear, or remotely operated craft, will be loaded onto the Milwaukee.
The way we load these mission packages on board the ship is through this hatch over our head. This is called the bolted equipment removable patch, okay? So as we come ashore, we would need to change out a mission module. We'd have a shore-based crane lift off this hatch, and then we'd drop these modules in.
Bridgewater calls the modular weapons system a plug-and-play concept, but the modular design has problems, according to Eric Wertheim. He's author and editor of the Naval Institute Guide to Combat Fleets of the World. While Wertheim says the LCS has many strengths, there have been logistical concerns.
So, for instance, let's say you're doing warfare hunting submarines, and then they say, wait a second, our big problem now is mines. Now you got to go back to your port, swap the module, swap part of the crew, and then come back out and do the mission. Many argue, understandably so, that a larger ship that's multi-mission does not need to swap those modules, does not need to swap its crew.
Wertheim says the other main concern has been whether the LCS has enough firepower to go up against vessels from larger nations like Russia or China, that to some are bigger threats than they were a decade ago when the LCS project began. The defense contractor for the USS Milwaukee, Lockheed Martin, says changes are coming to the LCS. Company Vice President Joe North says stay tuned.
Industry hasn't seen those specifications yet. They're still working them inside the Navy. But that, quote, frigate variant of LCS will have those new requirements that they're looking for, but the current designs meet everything that the Navy asked for.
North also says the modular weapons systems are already on two LCS that are deployed in Southeast Asia, and that testing for another mission package is on schedule. Commander Bridgewater of the USS Milwaukee says he knew the criticisms of the LCS ships early on, but defends the program.
The shipbuilding process is a lengthy process. Normally you're talking 20 years from conception to putting in the water. We did it in less than half that time.
The projected life of the USS Milwaukee is about 25 years. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.